here past the Teamworks carting, but this whole site would have been the mill. This would have been a steel mill. It would have been so loud, especially when the mills were steam run.
And if you walk around the area on a sunny day when the batteries have got their windows open, there's an absolute cacophony of metal bashing, and the sound is absolutely terrific. And the rhythms that people set up and the cross rhythms from factories on different sides of the road are really exciting. Something I really love about that area.
The church missionaries, particularly the non-conformist groups, came in to try and improve the lifestyle and expectations of the people who lived in this area. And it was as much about countering the challenge of alcohol as anything. There were pubs around every corner and beer houses as well. And the missionaries came in to offer education, medical... There's a medical mission just up Floodgate Street here. We're standing opposite a Unitarian church and school to offer some education to the young children in the area to improve their lives. It was very patriarchal, and there was a real tug of war. Here was the Unitarians. The Congregationalists had another mission over the other side of Digbeth, and I don't know that it worked, but the area depopulated anyway in the 1930s and 40s with the building of new houses on the extremes of the city. And and nowadays I think if you look on the electoral roll, there's less than 10 people who are registered as living in this area.
Floodgate Street is another of the really, really old streets in the area. It's a medieval name. It goes back to the very oldest maps. And of course it was called Floodgate Street because it had floodgates on it. But nicely, before it was called Floodgate Street, it was called Watery Lane, because before it had the floodgates, it just used to flood.
We're in Fazeley Street, which is named after the Birmingham and Fazeley Canal. We've got River Street across there, there's Ray Street, there's Floodgate Street, Mill Street, even a Water Street. And in addition to the rivers and the canals, it was also an area with a lot of springs and artesian wells. So Birmingham's water supply, before they got it from Wales, came from wells dug and drilled in this area. And the water carriers would fill up and again move into town and sell fresh water until it became polluted by industrial activity anyway. The building we're standing in front of was built as Tansley's Ice Factory.
Yeah, that's not a bond. That was an ice warehouse.
It did have an ice machine here, and it did have an ice house.
So they manufactured ice for hotels and restaurants, principally in the mid-Victorian period.
The reason for that, though, was because it had a lot of perishable goods here. That's what it dealt in mainly. And so they needed to keep them cool.
But the ice was also used by the Italian community that lived in this part of Birmingham for their ice cream.
And I mean, my granddad used to make ice cream and that. And Mum used to say, she used to have to, I mean, the hygiene of it, I suppose it wouldn't be thought of today, but Mum used to have to go down, I think she said it was Faisley Street, and get big blocks of ice and carry them on a, what she called on a handcart, to freeze the ice cream.
People would come down to collect the ice, to make the ice cream. But the ice was here because of keeping the vegetables cool, and that was the kind of original intention.
They came here, collected their ice, and then made their ice cream in the back-to-back courts that they lived in, and then touted around the city.
And then the ice cream was more or less made in the breweries, what they call the washhouse and things. But I mean, nobody had any fevers or anything like that. I mean, it must have been, and I mean, there was nothing better than that. Nothing better than tasting the homemade ice cream.
Yeah, that's not a bond. That was an ice warehouse.
It's called the Bond now because after its era as an ice factory, it was a bonded warehouse where alcohol was stored before the duty was paid on it.
When you're ready, click onto the next track.